Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So, let's talk just real quick and make a reference here. You know, as a safety professional, as you go out and do the work of the stuff that you have going on, as you take a look around in a gander and go, wow, you know, this work is not the easiest, but it is definitely a work driven by passion. I have to be able to move forward and do the things that I do, but only if it's passion-based. If it's something that I'm just doing this for the money, well, I would imagine that I'm already out. But let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about the times that you're doing this work that we get to do, and it becomes difficult. And let's talk about this work that we do, and it's not an easy task. Listen, there is times that we get to do this work, and I'm talking about the work of safety, and it's hard. We don't know where to turn, and sometimes we might reach out to books. We might reach out to other safety professionals. We might even go as far as reaching out to a consultant to figure out what the hell we're supposed to be doing in regards of what is going on. Now, does any of this sound familiar to you? If not, well, then maybe we should talk a little bit more. But there are needs at times to reach out to other people to have an understanding or to obtain a knowledge base of something you don't understand. And that's perfectly fine. Don't get me wrong. But there is this belief that all of a sudden, if we reach out to a consultant, they all of a sudden have become the super safety person. And what do I mean by super safety person? Let me explain this real quick. It is they are the all-knowing, all-knowledgeable, and will bring everything into one. It is, the Superman scenario where the person is powered by the sun. So, with that being said, that's truly not the case. I want you to be aware of this, and I know that some of the consultants that are out there, some of them like to act like they are the super safety person, but that's really not it. And if you are interacting with a good consultant, you'll see some key things here. They will, number one, understand that you, as the person that is interacting in your organization, will understand the organization way better than most people ever will, especially bringing in an outsider. But with that being said, I want you to understand this. A good consultant that comes in, really what they are is not the super-duper safety person. What they are is a good coach. Yeah, you heard me there. They are a good coach. They have done things in their lifetime, or they have done things at other organizations that they have tested, that what they have tested has worked well, and they are coming to your place to assist you. And I know that for those lovely super safety consultants that are out there that want to talk about, you know, how they're the end-all be-all of everything that they work, it's not that way. It is not that way. And I'm not trying to piss a whole bunch of people off, but I just want you to put it into knowledge base. I want you to put it into perspective in regards of what you're looking for. Because you're not having somebody come in that's going to resolve your problems. I will tell you that recently I was interacting with a company and they had several deaths at their organization and the state was coming after them. And I put into a proposal for them and said, hey, let's talk about doing some stuff. And what we're going to do is to come in for a couple of hours and talk about what needs to go on in regards of what we can do from what we've been able to coach with other people. They turned around and told me that they couldn't do it, that the CEO of the organization was only available for an hour. And regardless of how many times I tried to schedule this differently, that was the only max time. So there was a belief there that in that organization that, well, as long as they were okay with the state reporting, nothing else needed to be done. Is that the correct aspect? Probably not. do you need a consultant at that point? No. But what you're trying to do at that portion is taking a look at some of this formatting and going, okay, well, the state requirement says that we have to have an outsider's point of view. This will be the quickest thing. So I guess that's where you have to look at the combo of things. What is the consultant that you're looking for? What is the super safety that you're looking for? What is exactly also as well, when you run into a problem that you think that you need to bring in an outsider's perspective, how far are you willing to go with that outsider's perspective? That's going to be the other portion. And I guess this is where I get hung up sometimes when we start talking, opposed to me just being, okay, I'm just going to give you some generalized stuff. Because I know that the struggle is real. I will tell you that when I worked in organizations that letters repeated, there were struggles, but it was always like, oh no, if we decide to bring in somebody out from the outside, all of a sudden that will look bad on you. Well, I don't know why in the hell that would look bad on me. I don't know everything. And it was like, well, somebody should know everything, the blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yes, you can do casework studies and all the different stuff to get more knowledge, but you're not going to know everything. Most of the times, the only way that you can get that to suffice is actually by having some level of robot or computer. That would be the only way that I could actually deem that of it being full circle there, if you really want to give it the inside Iggy. I mean, think about that for a moment as we are talking. Anyways, with that being said, I'm sure that I pissed off some of the super safety consultants today in regards of me saying what I say, but that's the way the cookie crumbles from time to time.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tapes, high performance acrylic adhesive, sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.